He is still the Secretary General. He was elected for a 5-year term of office by the appropriate organs of the party, and he has to run that office, serve that term of office for 5 years until July next year. So it could not have ended the other day when they held a press delegate conference at Nambole. The reason for this is because the political parties in Uganda are governed by the Political Parties and Organizations Act. That law is made pursuant to the provisions of the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda. Now, the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda prohibits certain actions that were done by the people who purported to gather and claim to have carried out a delegates conference where they purported to have ousted the current Secretary General, Honorable Amama Mbabazi. So, as a result, these matters are in court. These matters are in the Constitutional Court of the Republic of Uganda. And it is not possible that anybody can stop him from coming back to start his duty from leave come 1st January 2015. What they did, I think, was an exercise in futility. It is not good for the rule of law. Not good for civil liberty.
You sound, sir, like you have confidence in the Ugandan judicial system.
I have absolutely 100% confidence in the judicial system in Uganda. Our judiciary is independent, and we are 100% convinced that they will attend to this matter. They will determine this case to its logical conclusion. We do not see it being done either way. The judiciary of Uganda is firm, it is independent, and we are very sure it will adjudicate over these matters and settle them once and for all.
So when do you expect the court will conclude this case?
Well, the courts are now on the Christmas break. They have a Christmas vacation. We expect courts to resume perhaps in the second week of next month, January. So as soon as they come, we hope that the process will start. What is very important is that constitutional matters under Ugandan jurisprudence take precedence over all other matters in court. So whatever matters are pending in the court have to be suspended. The court will, as commanded by the Constitution, attend to this constitutional petition and the depositors. And it is extremely critical that it is handled and done expeditiously because it affects all the lives of everyone in Uganda.
So can we say that we expect confrontation, let's say comes January 1st and the court has not decided and yet Mr. Mbabazi is still considered the Secretary General?
We do not expect confrontation. Ugandans are peaceful and they understand what we are going through. We don't expect any confrontation at all, at least not from the people who support the right to new prime minister. The law-abiding citizens and the Ugandans are generally peaceful people. They are law-abiding, and we do not expect any confrontation at all.
So you do not expect that if he decides to continue in his position, that the government might not arrest him, or Mr. Museveni might not order his arrest?
We don't think that can happen, because the president, who is the party chairman, he himself knows that the current Secretary General was elected to serve for 5 years. He was elected the same day the party chairman, Yoweri Museveni, was elected. The party chairman is in office. He's going to serve for 5 years. The Secretary General, who was elected with him, is in office. He's also going to serve his term of office for 5 years. That is what is expected. We don't expect any confrontation.
You've been very kind, and I thank you very much again. If I do not speak with you again until the new year, let me wish you a happy new year.
The same to you, my brother. Thank you very much. It has been a pleasure talking to you.